It's your early breakfast with Africa Milani.
Well, many people with rheumatoid arthritis often avoid exercise for fear that it may very well make their arthritis worse. However, this might not be such a good idea. Dr. Alsa van Dieren is a rheumatologist based in Pretoria, joins me on the line now. Alsa, thank you very much for joining us so early on a Friday morning. Good morning to you.
Good morning to you and good morning to everybody that's listening at this early hour.
It is almost counterintuitive, right? If you have rheumatoid arthritis, that you are now going to go out there and either run on a treadmill or be lifting weights. Why is it a good idea to be exercising, not necessarily those exercises, but to be exercising even though you have rheumatoid arthritis?
Well, rheumatoid arthritis and any type of arthritis, you have inflammation in the joints, and that's what causes the pain and the symptoms that you experience. But we actually know that exercise reduces inflammation. So it actually really is part of the treatment program, the management program for any type of arthritis, but also rheumatoid arthritis.
Because the reality is, and this is my understanding, is that you don't have a cure for rheumatoid arthritis, do you? The only thing you can do is treat it, where you obviously minimize the symptoms which manifest as a result of that arthritis.
Yeah, we don't have a cure. We, as you say, I can't cure it, but we have a lot of really effective treatments. So certainly, you know, you were talking about going and doing weight training or going for a run. But if you've got a lot of inflammation, obviously you're not going to be able to do something like that. But with the types of treatments that we have, we can really reduce the inflammation dramatically and actually reduce the chances of this, what can be a very destructive arthritis, from causing damage to joints. And certainly, if you've got a lot of inflammation, sometimes the most appropriate exercise is just to move the joints, maybe go and lie in a hot bath and move, make sure that everything's moving properly. But then at other times, you can do all sorts of exercise, whatever type of exercise you like, and make sure that you're getting your heart rate up, that you're actually using your muscles, strengthening your muscles, maintaining the mobility around joints. So actually exercise is a very good thing, because it does, as I say, it reduces inflammation in your entire body, but also around the joints themselves.
In fact, I'm reading here that you can either do 150 minutes of moderate intensity exercise a week or 75 minutes of vigorous intensity, that in fact you will benefit even more if you are slightly out of breath by the time you finish that exercise that you're doing.
Well, it just gives one a way of measuring it, because I think, you know, a lot of the time you think, well, if you go for a walk, you're going to get some exercise. But if you're just going for a stroll and you're actually scarcely moving, you're not really getting much exercise. So you use the fact that you're starting to breathe just a little bit more heavily to actually tell yourself what type of exercise you're getting. And certainly we know that getting a bit more vigorous exercise is good. But as I say, sometimes if the joints are quite sore and inflamed, getting that type of exercise, the best thing to do is be in a swimming pool, and not necessarily swim, but actually move around in the water. You know, there are things like the aqua aerobics classes, which are very good, but even just getting into a swimming pool and walking backwards and forwards, you don't put as much stress on your joints, but you actually get the benefit of that aerobic exercise, because you do push up your heart rate by moving through the water.
Would a biokineticist be able to come up with exercises that are effective, obviously, to I suppose help with one's rheumatoid arthritis, particularly when there's a little bit of pain? I do have a friend who specializes in pain management, but it's often as a result of injury, because, I don't know, you were training for some Mr. Fitness or whatever the case may be, you tear a muscle, and he uses exercise as a way of managing that pain. I've never asked him whether he can do something like this, but would a biokineticist be able to say, these are the exercises that are going to be better for you when you've got rheumatoid arthritis?
Yes, no, certainly it is actually quite important to work with somebody that knows something about, you know, that is trained in exercise therapy and knows what's going on in the body. So a biokineticist is a very good person to see. And it's also important to do something that works for that person. You know, if I say to somebody, oh, you must go and ride a bicycle, but they hate riding a bicycle or they're scared of it, they're not going to do it. So it's important to do something that is nice for the person and that they will be interested in participating in. But even then, to have someone that actually can monitor how they're doing and can change the exercise if it's causing a bit of pain, and maybe that's something that's important for the person to know, is that, as I say, the exercise is always good, but if you're doing something, it shouldn't cause you pain. It can cause a little bit of discomfort, but there's a difference between some discomfort and pain. And certainly if you find that you've done something and it's still causing pain afterwards and the day afterwards, you've probably just done too much, and yeah. Then speak to the biokineticist to change that type of exercise. But you certainly get a lot of benefit from working with somebody that can help you negotiate what can be done.
Indeed, and very good advice. Thank you very much, Dr. Elsa van Dieren, who is a rheumatologist based in Pretoria, reflecting on the fact that if you have rheumatoid arthritis, it is actually a very good idea for you to engage in some form of exercise.